This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us today. If you have not yet partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener-supported, and all Father Matters programs and services are free to the community because of your generous donations. For more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Jeremy, as we've been doing these shows through the years, every once in a while before we set up a show, you and I would have conversations. I was telling you how we get a lot of young fathers come to the office saying, I want to be a better dad. I want to provide better for my child or children, but I can't get the money to go to school or get an education or help.
It is. It's, you know, you have the best intentions, you know, to be able to get a trade, a skill. Anything is, I think we all want that. But you're right. Sometimes it's hard to come up with that lump sum or whatever the financial issues are.
Right. And they see a lot of those trades on TV. Come learn this trade. Then they find out it's $17,000, $18,000, $20,000.
You're exactly right.
And some of them are like, man, I just need a little seed money to maybe get some books to get going.
To at least get a start.
Absolutely. So why am I bringing all this up? Because after you and I have been talking about this and I share with you the different dads that come in, my special guest today, Steve Browning from Fathers for Scholars. This organization is called Fathers for Scholars. They help young fathers with that seed money, that grant money to help get a trade going or to go back to a college or night college. And you know what? There's no need for me to keep talking because Steve is here and he's going to tell us all about Fathers for Scholars. Steve Browning, thank you and welcome to the Father Matters Show, brother.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure. No doubt.
Please tell us about, before we get deep into Fathers for Scholars, why did you put this together? You know, you and your brother and some other people, why did you guys put together Fathers for Scholars?
It really was a vision, kind of dropped in. Actually, my brother, Fred Browning, on the board of directors. And let me just start with that,
yes.
Because we're brand spanking new, so to speak, as an organization. Our 501c3 was incorporated in 2017. But Fred is on the board, my brother. I want to give a shout out to all our board members, Freeman, Glenn, Reggie, Maria, and Maria. I had two Marias on our inaugural board.
Uh-huh.
And then there's Travis, Rashad, Christopher and Alex, all dads except for Maria and Maria, who are single moms. So you know they have to wear both hats.
That's right. And they know what these young brothers are going through.
Absolutely. So I could talk all day long about those board members because this is an inaugural board and you know we have a special bond. They're definitely talented men and ladies now that are helping us move forward. So Fred was at a national conference on fatherhood. And during a workshop, I think the vision just dropped, the seed dropped in his thinking. What would it be like to come back, to go back home? The conference was in California.
Tell us the name of that conference.
Absolutely.
Because we got California listeners.
All right. Fathers and Families Coalition of America.
Hit it by Mr. James Rodriguez.
Been around for a friend of mine. I served on his board for a good 18 years.
That brother, man, I remember. Uh-huh. Early 2001, he came to when I was in San Jose, California, trying to do my thing with Father Matters. He came out. I was speaking. He came in and said, man, you got to come to Phoenix and do your thing, man. So James had me come out when he was here in Arizona.
Right.
What, 2002 through about 2004 before I relocated in 2005.
Correct.
So now he's in California doing big things.
Yeah, the organization is coming out of California. And the many seeds have been planted through the 20-plus year. They just celebrated their 20th year anniversary. So my brother was there. I got him to come over 1 year while I was still on the board of directors there. And again, he said, what would it be like to get back to Arizona and just have fathers sow into other fathers, specifically young dads? My brother is a retired assistant principal, now a senior pastor of the ministry we belong to.
At what church?
Sunrise Faith Community Center, Chandler, Arizona.
Chandler, Arizona. So
yes,
if you're
sir.
In the Chandler area, swing through Sunrise.
We'll treat you like your home.
That's right.
In Chandler, Arizona, Sunrise, that's Sonrise. The rise is, the sun is always rising there. So he came back. We started talking. And he said, "Yeah, I had this little vision just of fathers sowing into other fathers educationally," because his background was in education. I love education. I'll just, if I could divert a little bit, this passion for me was all about me pretty much leaving South Central L.A. high school illiterate, and 20 years later completing my master's degree.
Powerful.
Just knowing how the impact that's impacted my life and my role as a dad, because without that desire and hunger to not leave South Central and just flounder out there to pursue education, knowing that that has given me the tools I needed to be what I hope to be an effective dad, even in as my children are in adulthood years. So my brother said that to me, and my spirit leaped up about scholarships for fathers, because he said it first. He says, you know, something like Fathers for Scholars. I said, beautiful. And the next thing you know, we had coffee a couple of times and just started napkin, writing things down on a napkin, so to speak. And here it is, a couple of years later, this vision. I immediately said, let me see if I could pull in a few gentlemen I know would make great board members. He said, you run with this. And I did. Few gentlemen from our church had already had the vision of sowing into young people's lives through scholarships. So I went to them right away. I says, I know you've got a heart for providing scholarships for young men. Would you want to get on this inaugural board? Yes, yes, yes. I got all yeses right away. So now we have this full board of people, and all the men are fathers, and just have a passion for their role as a father first and foremost, and then has a passion for education. So you put those two together, and that's where you got. That's how we came up with Fathers for Scholars.
So when you came into the office a couple of weeks ago, and you just started laying this out, I was like, brother, what can I do to help? And I'm willing. My mind is just spinning, and you right. telling me more and more about this. I said, stop, brother. Let's get you on the radio. Mm-hmm. Let's get you an article for the Tribune, because your powerful article is coming out later on this month mm-hmm. in the Father Matters Tribune. So subscribe to that through the website. And because you can't get behind this enough. I was just happy to have you come in the office and tell me what was going on, man. And you just started laying this out and said, bro, let's get you on the show and tell thousands and thousands of people about what you're doing in Chandler, man. I appreciate what you and your board are doing.
Well, let me just say I appreciate you for this opportunity, because you're making me sound a little prophetic here. Let me tell you why. Because at the beginning conversations with my board, I said, there's a gentleman who runs Fathers Matters locally. We've got to connect with him.
Well, I appreciate you. I'm glad you came, brother. Mm-hmm. Tell me about Fathers for Scholars.
Okay, so Fathers for Scholars is just how you had started us off, just talking about seed money. And we are right now narrowing our scope to our first round of scholarships to young men between the ages of 19 and 24. We're willing to stretch that a little bit because this is our first round. We want to make sure we're providing some help for young men, young fathers. And what they need to show us is that they're serious about education, they've enrolled in school and got accepted, and they just need some gap money. That gap money, we have $500 scholarships already waiting. And we actually just had one of the Marias that was on our inaugural board. She raised $2,500 in 2 days in honor of her husband who passed away a couple of years ago. And he was a dynamic dad, a dynamic father, and a scholar. And he taught his kids, his two boys, to be scholars. And they're preteens and young teenage boys now that we're going to make this $2,500 his legacy scholarship.
Wow.
So we're going to give that one $2,500 scholarship, and then we have a few $500 scholarships waiting right now. So all we need is young men, young fathers. They can prove to us, and the application spells it out, what they need to show us that they will qualify for this $500.
So is that your flat fee for now? Everybody
right now,
will get five. If you qualify, you can get $500.
Right now, we have raised the funds to provide five $500 scholarships and that one $2,500.
And that's for junior colleges. That's towards trades.
Correct. Junior colleges, trade school, certification program. All we need to do is make sure we've vetted the institution and that they've been accepted, and then we will cut the check to that institution.
Man, Jeremy is getting me the signal. We got to do a quick commercial break, but I want to get into the criteria, the timeline, mm-hmm. the must provides, because you're not just giving money because they called.
That's right.
They got to fall in line. You're listening to the Father Matters Show with Vance Sims, and today's guest is Steve Browning from the organization Fathers for Scholars. We'll hear more from Steve after this.
Do you love the Father Matters Show? Did you know you can find us on Facebook or fathermatters.org? Or if you miss us Saturday night, you can find us on blogtalk.com or soundcloud.com. And if you want to contact us directly, you can always call 602-774-3298. That's 602-774-3298 for Father Matters.
Welcome back to the Father Matters Show. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. Steve, we was getting ready to dive into the criteria because I know there's a lot of parents listening for their young fathers, their sons. Like, call them. You can get money. You can get money. They need to realize you can't just call and get money. You have to apply. And give us the steps. How do they apply? What do they need to do to get in touch with you to apply?
Absolutely. First thing they just need to do is go to www.fathersforscholars.org.
And Fathers for Scholars, that's
the number, four.
Thank you.
Fathers for the number four, scholars.org.
There you go.
And all our criteria is there, but let me just give you a brief overview of it. Our criteria are we're looking for fathers residing in Maricopa County who are between the ages of 18 and 24. If you are above that age just a bit or below that age just a bit, put it in there and tell us why you still want to apply. The second one is fathers who desire to be or already actively engaged in parenting their child. So there's a place where you're going to have to give us a little description of that, what that means to you and why that tell us how you can answer that question. Basically, how you want to become the best dad you can be. The next one is you are seeking and needing financial support for enrollment, tuition, book supplies, however you need it towards your trade school, university, community college, or a qualified certification program. The gist of this is, and our heart is that education to advance your abilities to be a sole provider or a breadwinner or the co-producer of funds for your children, that's what the outcome is. We want you to get your education and move forward and be the best dad you can be. So you will definitely be asked on our website to complete a full application. And then once you submit that, we will start looking at it. And ideally, you'll be called in for an interview.
What I love, I'm looking at the website right now while you're speaking. You get back with the applicants within 4 to 6 weeks.
Absolutely.
And people might say, man, that's a long time. 4 to 6 weeks is super fast compared to some of these other grant-type programs that you want to apply for. So tell us why is your turnaround so fast and they got to be selected to advance, to come in for the interview. Sure. Tell us more about that.
Well, when we're flooded with applications, we want to make sure that our limited funds right now, this is our first year of raising dollars, and so we do have a limited pot of money, but we want to go ahead and start distributing money. So we want to make sure we're getting the person who may be in most need, and we right now, again, can have to narrow it down to we have five $500 scholarships, so we will need to select based on application who we want to call in those 4 to 6 weeks. Right now, we actually want to, we're going to move that into an open enrollment. So as applications are coming in, you might just be answering every question to the point and right there where you would be called in maybe in a matter of a couple of weeks. So I think that should hopefully excite everybody to all fathers that fit this criteria to get online and start submitting that application. We are in our fundraising next phase of strategic planning so that ideally our, 2 to 5 year plan is that money won't be an issue and we can up the amount as well as the quantity.
What I love about this, why, I'm getting excited about it. I'm sure other people are getting excited hearing about the awesome work Fathers for Scholars are doing for young fathers, young dads. But there's also an opportunity, Steve, for people for a tax deductible write-off to donate.
Absolutely.
So you may not have time or interest to have a hands-on relationship with a young father the way Fathers for Scholars are making it that time available, but you can write a check. You can sponsor a young scholar for $500. You can maybe donate $250, donate $50. the thing is not just have the opportunity to help these young fathers, because when your phone starts ringing, right now you say you got 5 scholarships. You know, you're going to need 30
Absolutely.
Scholarships really quick.
Absolutely.
And the one thing I know working with young men, if we're not there to support them right now, they want a right now word. They want right now answers. They
Absolutely.
Want right now support. They will lose self-esteem in themselves. They will lose trust in us. Man, somebody told me all I had to do was call and apply. I applied. Now you telling me you waiting to get some more money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we need the help of the community. What can people do to donate to Fathers for Scholars? Because you're 501c3. It's tax deductible.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. And you're absolutely right. We will cringe if we have to turn down any applicant that is fully qualified. So we're just, you know, definitely moving forward by faith that those that are listening, those that we're touching, the fathers, the first inaugural group of gentlemen that get this scholarship will spread the word, and people will get behind this also financially.
Right.
Before I talk about the financial piece, let me talk about future impending needs for volunteers. Some people say, how can I help? I can give you some money, but I want to do more. Well, I immediately told my board on our first second meeting, I said, we want to surround these young men with life skill development mentors, academic mentors, because giving them some money to go to school is just a start. A lot of these gentlemen, because we are targeting young men who, one, weren't exposed to a lot of positive male role models. Two, they came from surroundings where education was not effectively reinforced. Three, not being exposed to modeling of healthy parenting. And four, we believe most of our applicants had minimal exposure to essential resources for successful living. So the mentors, life skill development piece, we see Fathers Matters as a great resource. So we want volunteers, and if they call us, we may say, go over to Fathers Matters, because we're going to be sending a lot of our scholarship recipients that way for some of those life skill development pieces that they may need. We can't build everything
right
up front. All that to say, so we will never turn down a volunteer. There'll be a place, academic volunteers, as well as fundraisers. Some people may say, I think I can help you get some money. Beautiful. If you can volunteer that way, we need your help.
Right.
Right now, our board is our fundraisers.
Sure.
And so we are just doing social media. We plan to do a couple of special events coming up. So if you have expertise in special events fundraising, we could definitely use your
right.
help. We know how the money comes, and we know first and foremost the most money is raised by word of mouth and face-to-face relationships. So please help us. Please give. You can go right online.
Right.
We have a board member who has diligently worked hard on making sure everything is set and ready to go for online giving.
Right. And it's just, again, it's easy to say, oh, wow, what they're doing is so great. I haven't heard of anyone doing what you guys are doing. I have not heard of any organization doing what you guys
you know
are
what?
Doing.
Neither have I, Vance. And 18 years on Fathers and Families Coalition Board, I would have heard it. When my brother came back, I said, scholarships for young dads? I haven't heard it, Fred. And I said, let's do that. Because we didn't want to duplicate anything. We wanted to, and education is our thing, so it was a no-brainer. We just believe it was something God just planted.
And we also need to realize we're talking young fathers, you say 17, between 17
and 18
and
24, because we want to focus on a narrow population right now because
right.
of limited funds.
Right.
Yet, we don't want that to be restrictive of who, if there's nobody in that age range that's hearing our voice, then that's what I said. If you're 26 and you're a young dad and you're
yeah.
like, I need to get my educational skills, I need
yeah.
to get skilled so I can get a better job, guess what? We will take your application.
But see, they also, Steve, need to realize we need to surround them not just with a $500
right.
scholarship
right.
funding opportunity to pick up a trade or go to school. We got to surround them in that community. I love what you said with the mentors, because some of these young fathers are growing up saying stuff like, I do not want to be the same type of dad that my dad was.
Right.
And what they don't realize,
mm-hmm.
we will end up making some of the same idiotic mistakes
yes,
that our dads made.
That's it. That's
you
it.
See? And they need to also realize you need to break away from some of the friends that you have.
Absolutely.
We got to break some of the habits. You know, or we can't just run away. We got to step up, stay up, and show up and take on that responsibility.
Right.
But to me, it's just that disappointment if we don't have enough people that can maybe donate, that can
right.
give, that can help.
And surround them.
And surround
put
them.
Put an arm around these young dads. Because, again, now they're going to go to school on top of probably trying to work. They may be in a custody battle for their kids.
Exactly.
We have expertise that can help them with all that. It may not be at Fathers for Scholars, but you better believe all these years of my passion for young dads and the role of a father, there's resources out there that we will be able to get them some help.
Yeah, but they got to pick up the phone.
Yes, sir.
Right now, for these young girlfriends that's listening to the show, moms who are listening to the show and thinking that their son would be great, give him the number first. Have him call Fathers for Scholars first. But if you just want to get information, you call and we get this going, because you can't do it for him. You can't do everything for him. What are some of the stories that you have heard that's blocking some young fathers that make you guys want to start Fathers for Scholars?
There's no money. You know, there's no money. So we said, let's get to the heart of it. That money should not be a barrier for them to fill out an application. I mean, these schools, most of them have an application fee.
Yeah.
So we can at least get them that first application. Then they get accepted. We'll invite them back to maybe see if we could help them in further on. The ability to be successful in school.
Mm-hmm.
So there again, there's my brother, myself, and I would say all the men on my board right now are highly educated, if not mm-hmm. bachelor's, master's level gentlemen.
That's awesome.
So we want to make sure that, secondly, they will not flounder in their academic, maybe they have academic deficiencies.
Yeah.
And so confidence building. I'm a life coach. We can surround them with whatever they need for confidence to not just start school, but finish school. Start the program and finish the program.
What I love sometimes, Steve, we in the workshop, what I do when we are doing the fatherhood workshops, I go around the room and I have the men read some of the questions.
Mm-hmm.
One, it helps me because I'm the one talking for 6-7 hours and facilitating the group at most of the time. But I could have a 22-year-old young father come in that class that you can blindfold him, and this young man can take apart a computer and put it back together better than it was.
Right.
But because he can't read,
right,
because he's colorblind, you see what
right.
I mean? He
right.
thinks this is it. It stops right here.
Right.
And I tell him, man, I want to hear you fumble when you're reading, because I want to plug you into that resource
mm-hmm.
that can help you. Plug you into that library that provides adult reading classes, provide, you know, with math and financial literacy. So a lot of stuff that I do in the classes, I'm doing it because I don't want to hear how great you think you are. I want to find out where some weaknesses are, because this is why you are where you're at.
Right. Absolutely. That's excellent.
And so when them guys reading it, they'll tell me, Mr. Sims, I can't read. No, I'm telling you, you're going to read anyway. Do the best you can. Then by the end of that workshop, we got resources, and they go. Some of them will go to them adult reading classes, because it's like, man, you can't even read to your child. So they're telling me this. I said, man, all I want to be able to do is read a storybook to my 4-year-old.
Absolutely.
Well, brother, we're going to help you do that.
That's it. And that's where the rubber meets the road for us. Staying engaged, being engaged in your child's life. And when we're growing as individuals, you know that. When we have set expectations and goals and achieve them, we are the best we can be for our children, because that role model is the first and foremost factor in the health of a child, what they see. And again, the father still may be deficient in some areas of academics, but the child still sees them striving for the top.
Now, let me ask you this. I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. I know you're just starting right here in Chandler, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
We have listeners all over the country, Steve. What if one of the listeners in... We have a huge following in Milwaukee. We have a lot of listeners in the Milwaukee area.
Right.
What if they say, we need something like that here?
Mm-hmm.
Are you and your brother and your board willing to maybe coach someone mm-hmm. to start a chapter in their state, or at least they might have their own name or whatever, maybe kind of give them a little ideas and grow with that?
I say, if you call the 480 number, 480 area code, 524-1166. That's my number that I man directly, and I love to talk to you.
Yeah.
And we can talk again. Collaborative work. Yes, it's the root is in Chandler, but the vision is worldwide.
That's what I'm talking about. Where can I now tell us, plug the website, plug the Facebook, your email. How can listeners get in touch with you? Because I always tell my guests, I don't want everybody calling me getting your resource. I want them to be able to get in contact with you directly. How can our listeners learn more about Fathers for Scholars?
Absolutely. If you want to shoot an email with a question, that's often sometime how people like to get information, shoot that email to fathers@fathers4scholars.org. That's fathers@fathers4scholars.org, because all of our board members can pick up that email.
Man.
The number I just said, 480-524-1166. And then our website, fathersforscholars.org. And then if you just go on Facebook and push in Fathers, the number four, Scholar, you'll see our Facebook up and running.
Steve, thank you for being a part of this show, man. I appreciate you being here. Thank you to our listeners. If you have any questions or comments, send them to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel, and see you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.